听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hello everyone, welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. Thanks for joining us for another lesson here today. My name is Steve. We are dipping into the sensual pleasures of Victoria, a delightful harbor town on Vancouver Island in Canada's western British Columbia. Our author is taking us on a tour through the city, highlighting things that are sure to delight each of our five senses. Yesterday, our author gave us her first dip tip, flying into Victoria on a float plane. That would certainly be an exciting trip. Now let's read another dip tip and visit one of Victoria's luxurious spas. Today's reading begins on the right side of page 21.
Victoria. Dip into the sensual pleasures of this Canadian harbor town. Spa on the cheap. Victoria has several spas, including the high-end Willow Stream Spa at the Empress. Expensive and too booked to fit me in on short notice. Happily, I ended up at a spa so charming that I wouldn't have missed it. Silk Road has a mellow little tea and aromatherapy shop upstairs. Downstairs, spa rooms offer a full range of services with organic tonics and lotions. My pedicure was au naturel, no nail polish, but a peppermint pedicure ending with a gleaming nail buff plus a reflexology massage that lifted my spirits.
Hi friends, I'm Chip.
And I'm Linda, and welcome to Studio Classroom. We're on the second day of our article on Victoria on Vancouver Island in British Columbia, Canada. And we invite you to read along with us today.
Okay, and yesterday on the show, we talked about how many different pleasures there are in Victoria. It will please your senses. Now, today we're going to start off by talking about spas. And the first line of our of today's portion of the article says spa on the cheap.
Right, spa on the cheap. This is just a kind of a catchy way of saying you don't have to spend a lot of money to go to a luxurious spa. Actually, spa, you can find some very good ones that are a little inexpensive. And in Victoria, they're talking about the kind of spas that the author here went to. It says Victoria has several spas, including the high-end Willow Stream Spa at the Empress. Expensive and too booked to fit me in on short notice. What does that mean, Chip?
Okay, well, it sounds like it not only has cheaper spas, but here it also has a high-end expensive spa. And our author here, it sounds like she tried to go to this expensive high-end spa, but it was too booked, so she couldn't get in on short notice. Now, if the spa is booked, that means that it has a lot of people that have booked a time to be there at the spa. We use this verb when we talk about booking a hotel or even booking plane tickets for travel.
Right. And so she couldn't get into the spa at the Empress, so happily she ended up at a spa so charming that she wouldn't have missed it. So she was glad, actually, in the end, that she ended up at another spa or went to a spa. This verb, ended up, means I couldn't go here, so I had to go to another one.
Okay, she ended up going to another one, and it sounds like she was very pleased. She says that Silk Road has a mellow little tea and aromatherapy shop upstairs. Now, if something is mellow, I like this word because it's a word that means relaxed or calm. And I hope that people can describe me as a mellow person.
Okay, kind of, Chip. We
you
do use
say
this
I'm mellow,
word.
Huh?
Okay. No, but you're fun. Actually, mellow means for people, it means very laid back, not intense and kind of relaxed. Oh, you are kind of relaxed, yeah.
Thanks.
But this shop is also very mellow. It has a very pleasant feeling to it. Sometimes when you go into spas, they want to hurry you here and hurry you there and hurry you everywhere. But this is like you take your time, do this.
Okay, and our article says that there's also an aromatherapy shop upstairs. Now, if we're talking about aromatherapy, you might be able to guess what this word means. Therapy refers to techniques that are used to heal people of something, and aroma is a good fragrance or a very pleasing, good smell. So here, it's the therapy that uses fragrances and aromas to heal people.
Right. And it's very popular nowadays. There are a lot of aromatherapy shops where you can go in and buy different fragrances of that you can actually put fire under or burn a candle under to infuse. Remember that word from yesterday? Infuse your room to make you feel better.
Okay. And so to fill your room with
right.
these good aromas.
That's right.
Okay.
And downstairs, spa rooms offer a full range of services. Full range here means all kinds of things. So they have different rooms that where you can probably get a back rub, or you can get a foot rub, or you can get some other kind of massage. Different things, a full range. Whatever you're looking for, they offer.
Okay, and it mentions having organic tonics and lotions. Now, you might know that lotion is liquid or a substance that you can put on your skin to make it soft. And a tonic is usually a liquid or some kind of substance that you might drink to soothe your symptoms or to make your body feel better.
Right. A lot of people like to drink. They don't like to take medicine, but they might drink some kind of tonic. Maybe something their grandmother put together for them, you know, like honey and lemon together with warm water to make them feel better. And then she goes on to say, my pedicure was all natural. No nail polish, but a peppermint pedicure ending with a gleaming nail buff. Let's just stop right there. Okay, a pedicure means, we might know that a manicure, we do our fingernails. And a pedicure, we do the nails on our feet. And a buff, you know, you can buff your shoes to make them shine. So they can buff your nails to make them shine.
Okay, and so here we're talking about a gleaming nail buff.
Right.
So we're talking about a shine that is very, very bright.
Mm-hmm.
So they buff your nails, and after they're done buffing your toenails, they will shine and reflect light very brightly. They will gleam. And our article goes on to say that this lifted our author's spirits. And I can certainly see how all of this would certainly make the author feel good. Well, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we'll hear more about Victoria. Before we break, let's visit the chat room.
So, Ashley, if you're on the cheap, what does that mean?
Where did you hear that phrase?
Here, in Studio Classroom. It says, spa on the cheap.
Oh, now that is a British usage that means the spa is a bargain.
You have to bargain for your trip to the spa?
No, I was using the noun bargain, not the verb. The noun means something is cheap or at a lower cost.
So how would I use this phrase?
You could say that you used coupons to buy your groceries on the cheap.
Or someone could plan their own vacation on the cheap?
Yes. You could go to a fast food restaurant to eat dinner on the cheap.
Oh, now I understand. But Ashley, can I say on the expensive if something is not cheap?
No, that is not a common phrase. However, you could say something is on the expensive side.
On the expensive side?
Yes, that means somewhat expensive. For instance, plane tickets are on the expensive side right now. I think I'll wait a few more weeks to buy them.
Okay, can something be on the cheap side?
It can. Let's buy a house that's on the cheap side. That can also mean the place or area of a city.
Oh, like the area of a city where the houses are low priced.
Yes, but when you're using the idiom, it is talking about the price alone.
Okay, well, this library is on the quiet side right now.
Yes, but it's also on the busy side. Excuse me, but the children's reading club is starting soon.
Okay, bye. On the cheap 是英国人用的一个片语，表示很便宜的。比如说 to travel on the cheap, 省钱的旅行。但是高消费并不能够说 on the expensive。你可以说某样东西是 on the expensive side。这个片语表示有一点贵。其实我们可以讲用任何一个形容词套用在这个片语上，比如说 on the quiet side, 有一点安静， on the busy side, 有一点忙碌。 And if you're on the tired side, here's a break. Studio Classroom, we'll be right back.
Friends, welcome back from the break. We finally found something in Victoria to delight our sense of smell. Do you remember what it was? Yes, aromatherapy at the spa. And you can be sure the spa's organic lotions and peppermint creams will do more to excite your nostrils and relax your muscles. Now, let's move on to our sense of sight, shall we? Victoria has plenty of stunning scenery, both man-made and natural. Please turn to page 22 as we visit the Fairmont Empress Hotel.
Victoria, dip into the sensual pleasures of this Canadian harbor town. Take a peek inside the Fairmont Empress Hotel. Victoria, which is located halfway between Asia and Europe, once provided a pleasant stop for the great steamships, offloading wealthy travelers and government officials. Dine in the Bengal Lounge with its Indian decor, or sip tea in the elegant palm-fronded tea lobby. Bouchard Gardens. If you could walk in Bouchard Gardens alone, you would find floral bliss among flowers bursting to retina-rousing colors. You would find soothing exploration in the gardens trailing one to another. The problem is, you will not be alone in this busy tour bus destination.
Welcome back, everyone, and turn to page 22. We're continuing on in our article on Victoria. The first line on that page says, take a peek inside the famous Empress Hotel. Peek here means take a peek, means take a quick look. If you haven't ever been there before, you need to go in and look around at this impressive hotel.
Okay, so you might not need to book a room at this hotel if you're just stepping in very quickly to take a short look or to take a peek. And it sounds like this is a very beautiful hotel. Actually, Linda, you have taken a peek in this hotel, correct?
Right, we took a peek at the hotel. You can't miss it. It's right on the harbor. It's very tall. It's beautiful. And it's very, very famous. Let's see what it says about it here. It's in Victoria.
Okay. Chip? In Victoria, which is located halfway between Asia and Europe. And Victoria, because of its location, it once provided a pleasant stop for the great steamships. So these would be big, large ships that are powered by steam-powered engines. And these steamships would offload wealthy travelers and government officials. Now, if you're offloading passengers, if you're offloading people, then that means that people would be coming off of the boat or off of the ship.
Right. They stop there so that people can get off the boat and maybe spend the night. in Victoria or spend the night at the Empress Hotel, but certainly they could dine there. They could have high tea in the tea room that we talked about yesterday, or they could dine in the Bengal Lounge. The Bengal Lounge in the Empress Hotel has an Indian decor, or they can sip tea in the elegant palm-fronded tea lobby. Okay, so it's giving us a description of some of the places in the Empress Hotel.
Okay, and it talks about this elegant palm-fronded tea lobby. Now, I know that a palm tree, we don't usually say a palm tree has leaves. We say that a palm tree has fronds.
Right.
Is that right?
Right. So this is a very interesting description of just saying that, remember, this is in the Northwest now. So in this area of the world, in Canada, you don't usually think of palm trees, but this hotel has palm trees, and they're palm fronds, so we could say palm leaves are around the hotel, decorating it.
So this place sounds like it came right out of India, or right out of a tropical area. Well, we have some more info on staying in a bed and breakfast.
If you haven't experienced a bed and breakfast, you must. In Victoria, there are many to choose from. The Heathergate House, near downtown Victoria, is a great place to start. All of the rooms are beautifully decorated with antiques. You really feel as if you are staying in a small English inn. Every morning, a hearty breakfast is served, including homemade scones and blueberry muffins.
Okay, very helpful, very interesting. Well, the next section of our article talks about Bouchart Gardens. And if you could walk in Bouchart Gardens alone, you would find floral bliss among flowers bursting to retina-rousing colors. Now, we've got a lot of words in this sentence to talk about here, Linda. What's the word bliss mean, first of all?
Well, bliss here means extreme happiness and extreme pleasure. So if you're really, really happy, then it's a blissful situation.
Okay. Yeah, we talk. You use the word blissful there as an adjective. So
right.
Yeah, when we're describing something that gives us a feeling of bliss, we might say that that thing is blissful.
So here we're finding bliss in these retina-rousing colors. This is an interesting phrase that she uses. Retina is part of your eye where you see color or you see what is around you. And rousing just means to open them up. So if you rouse somebody in the morning, maybe you wake them up. So this is opening up your eyes, and it's causing your eyes to dance around with all of these colors. And I must say, we were there, and it's really true. There are different colors bursting everywhere.
Okay, so these colors are exploding, or these flower blooms are bursting and making your eyes awaken and get excited. Our article says that you would find soothing exploration in the gardens, trailing one to another. So if something is soothing, then we're talking about relaxing or very relieving exploration.
Right. And actually, I feel kind of sad for this, the author of this particular article, because she says, the problem is you will not be alone in this busy tour bus destination. Because this is a world famous gardens, the tour buses, any tour bus that goes to Vancouver Island definitely hits the Bouchart Gardens. But the day that we went, there were not that many people there, and we really did go from garden to garden. Bouchart Gardens is made up of lots of different kinds of gardens. The rose garden, the tulip garden is in the sunken garden area, the Japanese garden. There are many, many gardens there, and you just walk from one into the other. It's
wow.
Beautiful.
This sounds absolutely beautiful. Would you say that this was one of the highlights of your trip to Victoria?
It definitely was one of the highlights of our trip to Victoria.
Okay.
It was started, we have an article, a sidebar in our article about the Bouchart Gardens. And if I were to go to Vancouver Island, I would never not miss going here.
Okay. And you went in April, which sounds like that would be a good time to go when these flowers are bursting. Well, that's all we have for today. We have one more day on Victoria tomorrow, so you'll have to join us and learn more about this wonderful city.
everyone, I'm Michelle. 首先我们看的是 mellow 这个形容词。Mellow 在这里是指令人愉快或令人放松的。例如 ,this mellow cafe is always packed with customers from the neighborhood. 这家令人放松的咖啡厅总是挤满了来自附近的顾客。或者是 ,the mellow atmosphere of this bookstore makes you want to stay longer. 这家书店令人愉悦的气氛让人想多逗留一下。继续我们看的是 pedicure 这个名词。PEDI 这个字根有脚的意思。Cure 这个字根有照料的意思，所以 pedicure 是指足部护理，例如修指甲、美甲处理或者是足部按摩等等。例如 ,Mom went for a pedicure before taking a trip to the beach. 去海滩度假之前，妈妈去做足部护理。如果我们把 PEDI 换成代表手的 MANI,manicure 就是指手部护理。例如 ,more and more men are having manicures.越来越多男士也做手部的护理。最后我们来看的是 gleaming 这个形容词。我们看到这个字里面有 gleam, 闪烁这个动词，所以 gleaming 是指干净到闪闪发亮的，或者是簇新发亮的。例如 ,the customers can see gleaming counters in the kitchen through the windows. 客人们可以透过玻璃看到厨房里面闪闪发亮的琉璃台。或者是 The gleaming new car attracted people's attention. 闪闪发亮的新车吸引着人们的目光。And I guess that's all the time we have. Take care.
Victoria, dip into the sensual pleasures of this Canadian harbor town. Spa on the cheap. Victoria has several spas.Including the high-end Willow Stream Spa at the Empress. Expensive and too booked to fit me in on short notice. Happily, I ended up at a spa so charming that I wouldn't have missed it. Silk Road has a mellow little tea and aromatherapy shop upstairs. Downstairs, spa rooms offer a full range of services with organic tonics and lotions. My pedicure was...Au naturel, no nail polish, but a peppermint pedicure ending with a gleaming nail buff, plus a reflexology massage that lifted my spirits. Take a peek inside the Fairmont Empress Hotel. Victoria, which is located halfway between Asia and Europe, once provided a pleasant stop for the great steamships, offloading wealthy travelers and government officials.Dine in the Bengal Lounge with its Indian decor or sip tea in the elegant palm-fronded tea lobby. Bouchard Gardens. If you could walk in Bouchard Gardens alone, you would find floral bliss among flowers bursting to retina-rousing colors. You would find soothing exploration in the gardens trailing one to another. The problem is, you will not be alone in this busy,tour bus destination.
Cairo Arrival, Chapter 5. From our previous episode, Karen's fears were realized. They were being followed. Karen quickly devised a scheme.She waited until they slowed down to a stop at a busy intersection, and then both of them jumped out of the car. The black Buick was still behind them, but as Jenny glanced up, she saw a man in the rear duck down.
Ah, did you see that? The guy in the back? He just ducked. That's the guy from the restaurant. That's the guy who stole your purse.
Kate quickly grabbed her phone out of her purse and rushed toward the departing Buick.
Where are you going? What are you doing?
Just a second. Stay here. I'll be right back.
Jenny stood amazed as Kate darted between the dawdling traffic. 20 meters before reaching the car, she stopped, pointed her phone, and took a picture.
Did you get it?
I think so.
Smart girl. Wow, you were brilliant back there. How did you think so fast on your feet? My mind is still spinning.
Don't know.
Must be my angels watching over me. Now we have a picture. I'll send this to your dad. Maybe the people at the embassy can have the police check on the license plate.
Kate, aren't you scared?
Not as long as we're headed this way and he's headed that way. Come on, let's get another taxi. He's lost in the traffic by now.
Seriously, Kate, I'm scared. I just arrived, and already my purse has been stolen, my phone is broken, and now we're being followed. Doesn't that make you even a bit afraid?
Jen, I know it's a bit much. Let's get to the mall. We'll go see about your phone and grab a cup of coffee there and think this through. It may seem a bit dangerous to you, Jen, but to tell you the truth, I kind of like it.
What? Are you crazy?
Here's a cab. You first.
They got in the taxi and got to the mall without incident and were able to find the Audi phone shop easily.
May I help you, ma'am?
Yes, my cell phone is broken. I used it earlier today, but it must have been dropped. The battery is working, but I just can't make calls.
Let me see. Okay. Oh, I see. Do you have your SIM card, ma'am?
What?
You don't have a SIM card.
No SIM card? But that's impossible. I used it about an hour ago. Kate, that's it! The thief must be after my contacts!
Indeed, the 100-year-old Puttgart Gardens is a feast for the eyes. But alas, millions of people visit them every year. If you can brave the crowds, you'll be rewarded with vivid colors and fragrant smells of all the gorgeous flowers, trees, and shrubs. While you take in the scene, you can enjoy a cup of tea and enjoy some live entertainment too. It really sounds like a great place to relax. Friends, we hope you can join Studio Classroom again tomorrow as we continue to explore the delightful Canadian harbor town of Victoria. As always, have a great day.